WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Good morning. 7:35. And 68, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Just a scooch. All right, so obviously the big news, everyone's excited about the official kickoff to the NFL season starts tonight. You got Philadelphia taking on Atlanta. That's right, the Eagles and the Falcons, just two birds going at it. With that said, I thought this story that I found was interesting. Now, obviously, there's teams that don't always do well. Like the Browns, for example, didn't win a single game last year, and they won one game, I believe, the year before. But they haven't quit. You know, they still are a franchise and everything. Well, this is interesting. Healdsburg High School started the season by getting crushed 41-0 and then followed that up with another brutal loss 61-0. So the players got together after the second loss and voted to throw in the towel and disband the team. The principal of the school, Bill Halliday, described the mood on campus as one of disappointment. This really annoys me, man. Without making the typical kids these days rant, I think there is something to be said about this and the give up mentality. I don't care if you get your ass kicked every single week. You still got to go out there and try. Instead, you're taking the easy way out and just going, "Nah, we don't want to do it. I don't feel like getting my ass kicked every week." Yeah, it sucks, man. I remember playing football. There were some games where we got our asses kicked. Doesn't feel good. It sucks. But that doesn't mean you don't want to do it. Let's just call it quits. Instead of trying, you know, how about you practice a little bit harder? I'm not saying that you're going to guarantee a win, but that doesn't mean you don't still try. I mean, go to practice. I mean, you learn work ethic by doing that. But these kids are just like, "No, we don't want to do it. We're tired. We don't want to lose, so we're not going to do it." Come on, sack up. And the fact that the principal, I would have been like, "No." I guess that you could not have a team if the kids just don't want to do it. And what are the parents doing? The parents are just okay with their kids going, "No, we don't want to do it. Mom, Dad, I don't want to lose. It hurts my feelings when we lose." What's it? That's life, man. You got a bad day at work, so you're just going to quit? "Oh, man, I got yelled at by my boss. I don't want to get yelled at anymore, so I'm just going to quit." No, that's not how life works, kids. That's not how it goes. You lose sometimes, and sometimes you lose bad. But that doesn't mean you just quit. This does. This annoys the hell out of me. Just a bunch of quitters. "You know what? My joke didn't pan out on the morning show, so I'm going to quit. I'm not going to do it." I don't know. Give me your take. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I think it's pretty ridiculous. Anyway, we'll be back. Yeah, dude. Good morning, 749. All right, well, today is the final day for our rock and ride back to school. Big thank you to our friends at Honor Credit Union for helping make this happen. Of course, we've been taking kids to school during this first week, dropping them off in the Screaming Yellow Hummer powered by Kelly's Bowl. And I believe we have Hunter on the phone right now. He went out again today to pick up Mark, so let's see if he's there. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you ass.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. I got Mabel, I got Mark here. We got some pictures. We're in the Hummer because it's raining. And we're ready to rock, man. We're ready to roll.
You are ready to rock and roll. Well, who am I talking to first? Who do you got there? You got them both there?
Who do you want to talk? You want to talk to Mark or Mabel? I'll give you to Mabel first.
Yeah, give me Mabel quick.
All right, here you go.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mabel. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I know the weather's not really cooperating with us here, but we're all set. You're in the Hummer, and we got Mark ready to get to school, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, and he was sitting here clapping.
Yes, I love it. So, obviously, you nominated Mark. Why did you nominate Mark to get the Rockin' Ride back to school?
Well, my husband is teasing that we cheated because I brought Mark to meet you guys first, and I put that into the essay. But he is just absolutely awesome. He's always happy. He's excited about school. He likes helping his friends. And that's just a little bit of what I put in there.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to meet Mark before, and I tell you what, he is just a rad little dude, and we're so happy you nominated him. We're so happy he got picked. And speaking of him, is he there? Can we chat with him real quick?
Yes, he is, Mark. You know how to put it against your ear and not smack your head. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, bud?
Good.
So you're on your way to Roosevelt Elementary. What grade are you in, Mark?
Second
grade. How's everything been going? Are you enjoying it so far?
Yep.
So you're going into second grade. What's your favorite thing to do at school?
Play in the playground.
Play in the playground. You know what? Recess was my favorite thing too, buddy. So I'm right there with you. That's awesome. Well, you are going to have a great day at school, and we're glad that you got picked up in the Hummer. What do you think of the Hummer, by the way? Is it pretty cool?
Yep.
Do you think all the kids at school are going to be jealous that they don't get to ride in it and you do?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, hey, buddy, I'm going to let you go, but have a great day at school. Have a great day at second grade, and have a great year. Can you put Hunter back on the phone real quick?
Hunter.
All right, see you, buddy.
What's up, kid?
Oh, what a rad little dude, man. That's awesome. All right, well, hey, I'm going to let you get on the road, get him to school on time, and I'll just see you when you get back here, all right?
Yeah, it sounds good, man. Yeah, I got to move this seat up. His feet really can't. Read the pedals.
Yeah, remember, tell him 10 and 2. 10 and 2.
All right, 10 and 2, use your signals. We should be good.
All right, man. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, man. See you.
But honestly, if you think we're joking, Hunter probably would let Mark drive the Hummer. There's a good chance that happened. So if you see just a little blonde head poking above the steering wheel in the Hummer, that's Mark driving. So there you go. All right. Well, again, a huge congrats to Mark, Cullen, Ethan, and Lucas, all of our winners for the Rockin' Ride Back to School 2018. I guarantee we're going to do this again next year. So make sure you keep posted, and maybe your kid could get picked up, but you got to nominate them. And again, a huge thank you to Honor Credit Union for making all this happen. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. More with the Plan B Morning Show. Rock one.